Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
A lot of buzz, a lot of discussion yesterday. By the way, people can get in that support, 396-1670, wib.com/hope. People were like, yeah, so where's that snow? You know, it's weird. As a weather guy on the radio, they kind of act like, well, you said it was coming, you know?
So, yeah. I did. Yeah, you know, yeah, it's a weird thing. We were watching all day. Heather kept asking me, is it going to snow? Is it going to snow? I said, I really have no idea.
By mid-mornings, I heard Sam Aberle at about 10:30. He's like, they have dropped the winter weather advisory. So it had sunk from a winter storm watch to an advisory from 18 hours to 12 hours. And by 10:30, they're like, yeah. And then I think it shifted to an advisory from 3 to 7, and we basically ended up getting a little snow about 4:30. So,
yeah. You know, and I think, you know, it's very disruptive, I think, for parents, right? If they have kids in school and so forth. And, you know, I was talking with a friend of mine yesterday, who was very frustrated that they ended up canceling all of this stuff, and then you know, they have to scramble to try and figure things out, and it's this big nothing burger. And you know, and I don't know what the right answer is if I'm a school administrator, but
I know. Well, so. Yeah, and hindsight's always 20/20 because there are school districts. I mean, some, for instance, Eau Claire, I think, is on spring break, so there was no need to cancel. But there are a lot of them that did cancel yesterday. So
that is true.
Yeah. But they did get snow. It turned out, you know, we were telling La Crosse, you're not going to get any snow. And all of a sudden, it's like, La Crosse, you're going to get. And they did get some. So, yeah.
Sure.
What else today? I'm looking at celebrity birthdays. And 1970s television is the Jeopardy category. Barney Miller, Hal Linden turning 94 today.
Nice. Yeah. That's. I always used to confuse Hal Linden and Hal Lindsey.
Okay.
You know. I don't know if I've ever watched an episode of Barney Miller, though I could identify a number of the people who were on that show.
Hmm. Yeah, so. Right. Abe Vigoda, I think he played Fish, and I think he did get a little spinoff of a show out of that. So
that I did not know that he had the spinoff. Such a dry humor in that guy.
Yeah, Abe Vigoda, sure. Yeah. For sure, yeah. I think that could be a Jeopardy category I could do well in. Is besides sports, I could do 1970s television.
There you go. I mean, that's question to ask people is what Jeopardy category could you do well in?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Yeah. I don't know if I would do well in any of them.
What? I think you'd
maybe
do well.
The brain. I don't know.
I think you'd do well in a lot of categories.
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe I would.
So let's see. NCAA men's basketball tournament starts today. And so I have not filled out a bracket yet. And with all these bracket contests, if you're going to win a trip to Mars or $1 million, you got to get it in before the first game starts. So,
Got it. I also didn't fill it out.
Would you take a trip to Mars if you
Probably not. I mean, you'd be gone a long time. I mean, you could say it's a really cool thing, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't imagine Mars is better than we are yet.
Yeah, that's something. Okay. Where should we go here?
You tell me.
Yeah, I am reaching for the books that we kind of alternate through.
Sure.
And I think it's time to go back to Romans 12, 20, and 21 today.
Sure, and that says, instead, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coals of shame on their heads. Do not let evil conquer you, but conquer evil by doing good.
Boy, some great stuff there. And in Letters to the Beloved, you have a couple of paragraphs. Let me take one at a time. The first one, you say, in the meantime, do the opposite of what your sinful self-protective nature tells you. If your enemy's hungry, share your food. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. Paul wrote that acting contrary to your sinful nature would heap burning coals upon your enemy's head. Mercifully treating others can lead them to feel discomfort. Compassion is countercultural, and people who cling to evil do not expect mercy. Thoughts there?
Yeah, you know, I think we live in this culture where, you know, the standard is to go on the attack, to really go after other people. And so when you think about this idea of heaping coals, if you respond with love and kindness when you're faced with challenge, I think that is where this idea of, boy, this is not comfortable for me, you know, because I think it holds up a mirror to people and makes them say, is this who I really want to be?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I want to be this person who's merciful and compassionate?
Hmm. You have a quote from Martin Luther King after that. We'll save that till tomorrow. Thank you, friend. Have a terrific day.
Later.
All right, our buddy Jason Kanz on WWIB. I don't know if it's Michelle Johnson. I guess it's probably already arrived this morning. So Michelle, if you can hear me out there, come on in the studio because I've got something to ask you about. But all right, she's already here. She got here really early. What time did you get up, girl? What time did you wake up?
Woke up at 5 o'clock, I think.
Okay. Wow. Okay, way to turn
it
around.
All for you, yes.
Okay. Let me ask you about something off here real quick. All right, so I asked her my off-air question, so very good. Hey, we've already got a Randy, $20, not...
Awesome.
I don't think it's your husband.
It is my husband.
It is,
yes. Wow, he has a lot of confidence in me. We talked about it this morning, and I'm already in for a previous pledge that I haven't paid for yet.
You know, so there's another Randy Johnson in Eau Claire and different gender, so an I instead of a Y, and so, okay. So now I got things figured out, because I messaged him back and said, what's your address? So.
Oh.
Okay, well, yeah, $20 per made putt. Have you tried this? Have you tried it a little bit?
I did when it was in the other room, not in here, so I'll give it a little practice, but I haven't even had a cup of coffee.
Okay.
I come in the door, you have me running down the hall, I'm out of breath.
All right. Great tunes this morning, by the way. Good, thank you. We'll visit with you a little bit later. Go get your coffee and see if you can work on the streaming. That's all. See, that's why Terry calls her our Girl Friday, because she takes care of anything and everything, so... We love Michelle. How's your coffee?
It is very good, but our machine is very slow.
The Keurig?
Yes. Of course, when I have to turn it on.
Oh, okay.
And it has to warm up and everything. Otherwise, I'd have been
Water temp. I love what they did with the water temp's always just right.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What flavor today?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. There's usually
just regular coffee, I guess.
Okay.
Caribou,
right, well, Michelle, make the pitch for people, because we've only got your husband so far.
Yes. So we need some pledgers right now. And I did notice that you said that he is the be the winner.
Yeah.
And no,
he's not
eligible.
Okay.
So that is still up for grabs.
All right.
That oil change at Marquardt.
I just thought if he's putting his money on the line,
you know, whatever. Nope. Okay. Not eligible.
Okay. Gotcha. We've had family members who've won, you know, extended family.
Sure. Yeah.
Very good.
But not mine.
Very good. So we'll put that for somebody else. So, hey, it's wide open. If we can't get somebody here before 7, we'll have two of them before 9. So 715-396-1670. Hope and holes. Let's get behind Michelle here.
I better practice.
On WWIB. She's going to go practice, so we'll let her go do that. And it is a lot of fun. It's just not quite the pressure that the hoops was, I think. All right. We're going to start to hear the birds chirping here. Yeah, they are. They're ready to go. They're cheering on Michelle. All right. Oh, no, we got to do it. I love Caleb. Caleb always does this so professionally. We're going to recount the fact that Michelle's husband, Randy, $20 per made putt. Also, we're hearing from Julie in Eau Claire, $10 per make, $5 per miss. And Al and Withy, $10 per make, $5 per miss. You can still get in on the action and be included in the drawing. Still time to do that. 715-396-1670, 396-1670. Raising money for WIB Incorporated, helping to keep those 20 Christ-centered programs right where they belong. Short features and the longer form shows here on WWIB. Weekdays and weekends. Michelle, we're ready for you. All right, birds chirping. She's ready to go. She's focused in. I think trying to hit it straight. And she pops it in the 500. One for one. Nice job. It goes up that ramp. All right, she's one for one, not feeling any pressure. Next one, a strong push, two for two. You know, similar to Dawson's approach, he had put in his 5 for 5, hit 3 of them in the 500. She's 2 for 2. Outstanding. Here's number, she kind of duffed that one. She kind of hit the ground a little bit, and so is off 2 for 3. Two more to go. This is the striped ball. There she goes, and she hits it hard, and it comes down. And now one last putt to see if she can go 3 for 5. There it is. And she, it kind of dropped. It's interesting. That one had a shot at 3 of the nets in the middle, and it just didn't drop. But a very good 2 for 5, very impressive. And if you were playing this as a backyard game, you would have scored 1,000 points.
Well, it's nice to get one in right away, and then it takes the pressure off a little bit. So 2 is not bad. I'm okay with that. Yeah, this is a new game. Yeah. I love the birds chirping. It is so funny.
And, in fact, we've got you a nice golf clap.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So good job.
Nice.
Fantastic. Thanks, Michelle. And
we might as well go
ahead and do our drawing here this morning, because we've got only one of two people that is going to go away with this morning, the Marquardt service change. And let's find out. The winner is it goes to Al. So congratulations to Al and Withy.
And thank you for pledging.
Yeah, he gets that wonderful Marquardt Motors 5,000-mile service, the oil change, the tire rotation, the multi-point inspection, and the alignment check. Thank you, Michelle. Great job this morning.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, our CCM Song Showdown for a Thursday morning.
Yes, and so we have Brian from Oliva and Mike from La Crosse, our two nominators this morning, and the two groups Casting Crowns and For King and Country, the two songs. And again, you're deciding which song you like more. It's Nobody from Casting Crowns versus Unsung Hero by For King and Country. This one's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. Now, Casting Crowns, a defending champ from last year. We've had three champions in 3 years. We're wondering, will we get a fourth champion or a repeat? We'll have to find out. We'll hear from Mike later before it was For King and Country song, but Casting Crowns goes first. So before we get to Brian and Oliva, two ways to vote here, 715-396-1670. And a bonus vote, the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. Here's the intro for the first song.
Hi, this is Brian. Well, it's been very difficult trying to figure out to pick only four songs from Casting Crowns, but they've had so many great hits over the last 20-plus years. I'm going to start out with the song Nobody. It's pretty upbeat. Get you clapping. It'll get you on your feet. I want to start praising. So being just a nobody, trying to tell everybody all about somebody. So enjoy the song.
Hi, this is Mike from La Crosse. And I picked King and Country for my CCM artist. And the first song is Unsung Hero. I picked that song because it talks about the sacrifices and struggles that the artists and their family went through in their lives. And they were able to overcome them through Jesus Christ and become a stronger family in faith in the family of Jesus Christ.
Then, Halva, we've got a birthday this morning.
We do. Happy birthday to Anna Marie Novak in Kennan today from her husband.
And he says she has been a listener for a quarter century, for 25 years, been a listener here to WWIB, part of the Wib family. Happy birthday and hope it's a wonderful day, Anna Marie Novak. The song Nobody from Casting Crowns. Casting Crowns moves on to the next round. Well, the Wisconsin Badgers will start the NCAA men's tournament action at 12:30 p.m. this afternoon. They're a number 3 seed. They'll battle 14th seed Montana in the East region from Denver. Badgers coach Greg Gard on why he believes his team can avoid an upset this year.
Better place from a health standpoint. We were a little banged up when we came out of the Big Ten tournament last year. I think we're built differently as a team. I think our depth and kind of how we play is a little different. We've evolved offensively over the last 2.5 years. And I think we've also come down the stretch here from, you know, really early February on with a plan to be ready and ready for March.
I guess I tried the Bracket Avenue beef the other day. Wow. Great.
So good.
It is, yeah.
Phenomenal. Thank you, Eau Claire Cheese and Deli. Greg, thank you so much to Mark Ward for, again, all the different things that you do with us, partnering with us here at WWIB. We're certainly looking forward to the first Free Fuel Friday tomorrow and giving people a chance to have their gas purchase paid back. But thank you so much for helping out the nonprofit of Wib Incorporated today. We know you guys do so much to give back, and we're grateful to partner with you.
Thank you very much, Caleb. We're always a pleasure to partner with you guys on whatever you guys do. You guys have some great promotions, some great ideas, and a great way to give back to the community.